It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, school is back in session, and on this weekend show, we're pleased to have all three high school superintendents in Tuolumne County, from the Somerville Union High School District, Robert Griffith, from Sonora Union High School District, Patrick Shabbat, and from the Big Oak Flat Groveland Unified School District, Dave Urquhart. So it's great to have all three of you here in studio with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, BJ.
I'm going to start first with Dave Urquhart and a little bit about the South County schools, Don Pedro and Tioga. What is new this year with the schools?
Well, we have about the same enrollment as last year, which is nice. So we're staying steady with enrollment. But we did some projects over the summer on each campus. We have a newly refurbished gym at Tenaya Elementary School. The inside had been done with our bond issue, but the outside needed to be re-sided. So we did that, painted and everything else. We sealed the pavement at Tenaya also, which just freshened up the entire campus. Otherwise, we're involved in the energy efficiency grant from the state, and we're going to replace all of our air conditioning heating systems in all the classrooms this school year. So that's something we're really looking forward to. We have very old HVACs. Otherwise, we have a new art therapy program, which I can talk about a little bit later, at Tenaya Elementary School. We're working on the trauma-informed school program at Tenaya in particular. And we have a new science teacher from Stockton at Tioga, which is a nice addition. She's very involved in the next generation science standards and so on. Don Pedro is continuing with their ag program, which was successful last year.
Energy efficiency grant, roughly how much money was that then?
It's about $250,000, and it's enough for us, being as small as we are, to replace just about every one of the HVACs in every classroom.
So hopefully save the district some money over the long term?
Absolutely. The idea is that they're more efficient, save energy, and that's every school really has gotten that grant.
And Robert Griffith, what's new this year with the Somerville Union High School District?
Well, good morning, BJ. Nice to be here. We've got a few, academic-focused areas that we have got some new things going on. We're implementing with our freshmen a program called Get Focused, Stay Focused. And I know that there's been some success over at Big Oak Flat and Sonora, and we're all implementing this program. But one of the big things that we've seen is our students really struggle, particularly our lower half of our students academically, with really focusing on what they want to do in the future, on knowing a target, a direction that they want to go, setting goals, understanding that what they do today has an impact into their personal future. So we're finding the more that we can tie their current goals, their understanding of what they do today and how that impacts where they want to go, can make a difference. And so we're implementing that, Get Focused, Stay Focused. Another, we have a new class, speech and debate class. We're very excited about that. It's a mock trial type of arrangement, and a teacher that's taken that on, and it's got a big class of students interested in that. We also have added a fire science EMT course in conjunction with Columbia College. That's new for us, and being taught by a Columbia College professor. And where students will be getting college credit on the high school campus and actually moving towards a trade, and at the same time getting college credit for that. Along those lines, we also are seeing more and more students at Somerville High School participate in the early college program. A couple years ago, we only had a couple students. Last year, I had like five. This year, we've got over 10. So each year, we're having more and more students that are looking for ways to get credit at high school, but also begin to rack up some college units as they look forward to what they would doing their next step. So some of our new programs, that's what we're looking at for this year.
And Patrick Shabbat, how about the Sonora Union High School District?
Well, we are finished with construction. That's one of the big things on the Sonora High School campus. For the last 4 years, we've had construction going on, so it's been kind of a a difficult time getting around campus sometimes because of the construction. We finished our humanities building a couple years ago. Last year was the cafeteria and track and field. And then this year we finished the pool, the aquatic center, and the area between the humanities building and the field now is all grass. So the campus looks absolutely beautiful. It's almost like a fresh, brand new start. We've also, our school has also started the Columbia College courses on our campus. We are offering a fire science class and a child development class there. Our middle college program is growing. We've got over 60 kids in our middle college program. That program has been going on for about 10 years, and every year it just seems to keep improving each year. And we've just got a whole lot of new things going on also. Several new teachers on our campus. It's a whole new atmosphere now, and things are really looking up. We're very excited for our campus.
Yeah, as you mentioned, construction has been the big topic over recent years. What type of feedback have you received from the Measure J projects?
Well, again, everybody that comes onto campus is just amazed at the overall improvement of the campus. I mean, it used to be an old campus, and now it looks brand new. So several parts of it are just ultra modern. It really looks nice.
Next thing I want to ask you about is just enrollment trends. I'll start with Superintendent Shabbat on this question. What have you been noticing over recent years, and what are kind of the early numbers in this school year?
Well, over the last few years, enrollment has been declining through all the Foothill schools, not just the high schools, but even the elementary schools. This year, however, we have at least 15 new students compared to what we had last year. I mean, it's a very transient society, but our numbers are up higher than we had expected. So we've actually, last night, our board meeting, or excuse me, a couple weeks ago, our board approved adding 4 new sections of courses to accommodate the additional students.
And Robert Griffith, how about Somerville High School? What has enrollment been over recent years and looking to this year?
Sure. I, over the last several years, enrollment at Somerville has been relatively flat, and with some variations from year to year. However, in the 16-17 school year last year, we saw a decline of about 50 students, so we had a pretty significant decline. However, this year we're recouped about 25 back towards where the district was, so we're glad to see that. We've adjusted our numbers in terms of our staff and teaching ratio to meet those needs. So I think long term the county continues to have a relatively flat growth pattern, which when you then look at our school enrollment numbers, we could probably pretty much assume that's going to continue to be fairly level, not only next year, but in the years following as well.
Dave Urquhart, looking at the enrollment of the Big Oak Flat Groveland Unified School District, I have to imagine you're kind of prone to more fluctuation having a smaller school. So what have you been noticed with enrollment?
Right. Well, we declined, over the last 10 years, we've declined, quite a bit. But this year, we're about the same as we were last year. I think we're 2 students lower than last year. So we're around 300 in the district, K-12. And, we've got the 2 small high schools, Tioga and Don Pedro, but they stayed pretty steady with their enrollment. So that's a good sign. We're able to keep our staffing and so on like it was last year.
We're going to take a break. We're talking with the superintendents for the high schools in Tuolumne County. We're joined in studio this weekend by Dave Urquhart, the superintendent of the Big Oak Flat Groveland Unified School District, Robert Griffith from the Somerville Union High School District, and Patrick Shabbat from the Sonora Union High School District. I'm BJ Hansen. I'm your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our second segment in just a minute.